following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too. Welcome back to The Root Note. Last week we had a unique take on a daddy-daughter dance. A song called It's Your Fault. She wanted the lyrics to be looking back and funny, with a slow dance vibe. This week, we have another daddy-daughter dance. And today's guest wanted the lyrics to be celebrating and funny, and she wanted the music to be quirky and upbeat. Except her dad didn't really listen to music. It was always talk radio, traffic channels, weather, stuff like that. But she did say she thinks he likes the Beastie Boys and garbage. So, you guys always crack me up with the combination of details you send me. And as you could probably tell, I'm sick. So doing a Beastie Boys song is going to be difficult for me. I've been trying to hold it off to try to get better, but it's Sunday and I got to get this episode ready. So let's get into it. This is Love You Big Much.
Call is now being recorded.
Well, where did you grow up?
Elkhart, Indiana, for the most part. When he got activated when I was in the eighth grade, so we moved down by Indianapolis in Danville, Indiana for 3 years before his active duty ran out, and we moved back to Elkhart.
Okay. What did he do in the military, or what branch?
He was National Guard.
Okay. And you said he spent 30 plus years in the military? Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, he retired in 2010 after his tour in Afghanistan.
What was he like as a dad?
He was real strict, you know, being military. Not like stereotypical strict, though. Like, he did know how to have fun, and if we messed up, he didn't, like, jump on us right away. He did try to teach us, but he didn't waver on his rules.
What kind of kid were you growing up?
I embodied both my mom and dad. My mom's real quiet and shy, and if I was in a situation I wasn't comfortable in, that's how I was. But if I was comfortable, man, I could have been the loudest one in the room.
So you're a little bit of both, your mom and your dad, huh?
Yeah.
Has that changed since you grew up?
The more I get comfortable with myself, I'm definitely a lot more loud than quiet and shy. And, like, I've learned that there's always going to be uncomfortable situations, so I just embrace it as part of the attention. Like, I used to hate it, but now, like, in order to succeed, you've got to have attention on you. I have an older sister. She's a half-sister. It's not his daughter, but he's the dad she's known since she was 8. And then I have a younger brother. The biggest thing is, like, when I was 9, we started going to this thing called Kids Annual Training, Kids Camp, down in Atterbury, Indiana. And the first year, it was me, him, and my sister. It's a week long in the summer. The second year, it was just him and I, and I got to spend the whole week. I mean, it wasn't really with him the entire time because we were on separate teams. I got to see him all the time. And then right after that, my great grandma had passed away. So him and I took a road trip down to Arkansas, and then we spent like another week, just him and I, down that way. That summer, I don't know, it just made me realize that I'm definitely a daddy's girl, and I wouldn't have been able to go a whole week without him. And then it was hard after when I grew up, and that was kind of a regular thing.
You mentioned you had a run-in with a Dodge Ram. you want to tell that story?
When I was 5 and my sister was just about to turn 11, I don't remember why, but we decided we were going to run away. She had her dad's family down in Texas, and that's where we were going to go. Mind you, we live in Elkhart at the time, northern Indiana, almost to Michigan. So we decided we were going to drive there. And my parents had just bought a 97 Dodge Ram, like brand new. They hadn't even made the first month's payment on it. and we took it. My sister drove, managed to take out our mailbox, a stop sign or two, and we hit a ditch, and we ended up getting pulled over.
How far down the road did you get?
Well, most won't know this, but we got from where I lived in Elkhart to Grape Road in Mishawaka, which takes about 20 minutes. It took us like an hour or two because we didn't go straight there.
Right. I'm just curious. Did you have a map or anything, or were you just going to drive and try to...
We were winging it.
That's awesome. You mentioned he loves his hot dog juice. What in the world does that mean?
It was just always a joke growing up. We'd be talking about just about anything and everything, like just not liking or liking something, and he'd just always throw in right there at the end, and you love your hot dog juice. It's like the whole idea was always made you cringe, because it's like hot dogs, ew.
Right, yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, but he just always like I like ice cream with hot dog juice. Like, no, I don't.
You mentioned he's a lot like Captain Obvious.
I like your hair.
I like yours too. Can I have some?
It's not cool to ask that.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Online dating isn't always rewarding, but Hotels.com is. Instant savings now, free nights later. Hotels.com.
Hotels.com is not a sponsor.
One time, we were at the campground, and he had been drinking. And this couple was riding by on their bicycle. And he goes, oh my gosh, hey, like, so enthusiastically, you thought, like, something was wrong. Like, we were all looking at him, like, what did he see that we didn't? It was dark. All you saw was the reflectors on their wheels. And they stopped him, they looked at him, and they're like, is everything all right? And he goes, yeah, your wheels are turning. Yeah? Yes, they were. That's how the bike moves. A couple of winters ago, him and my fiance were working on, or my old Explorer, they're changing the hub out, and like they're working on it, and he just stops and looks at Don and he goes, you know, cold metal is cold. Stuff like that, it's just like, that's just what he does. He just will sit there and stop and just think. It's very obvious, like, no shit, Dad.
It sounds like he doesn't even try, but he thinks he's hilarious.
Yeah,
I know those kind of people.
He does it all the time. Every time my mom does, what do you want for dinner? Food.
Uh-huh.
It's every single time. You think she would learn to stop asking that question, because that's the answer she's going to get. And we have all embodied that. And every time she asks, what do you want for dinner? Food.
With hot dog juice.
I'm pretty sure that's been added in there.
Do you have a story about him not being shy? You mentioned he wasn't one to shy away from anything.
When we, the camp I mentioned before,
mm-hmm.
He was in charge of because there was four teams, and he was in charge of the team, and you can't be shy there, because, you know, you're leading the whole platoon. But he actually became what they called first sergeant. And, like, he would do all the announcements, and everybody's paying attention to him then, and that was his favorite part. He said he missed being on the team. He said that, like, then he got to know all the kids instead of just one platoon of the kids. Like, you could not be shy there, because not only do you have all the kids' attention on you at least twice a day, but you got all the adults. And his job when he was activated down in Indianapolis, I don't remember the exact title, but he was in charge of, like, a platoon that sent over to Afghanistan or Iraq. He was in charge of the going away ceremonies or the coming home ceremonies. And, you know, then there you got families. He was always, you know, there to comfort them and help them, answer any questions, and like, you know, a range of emotions. He started off in the Navy and then switched over to the National Guard, I think about right after I was born or right before I was born. I do know that growing up, especially after 9/11, his biggest thing, he became active Army and then got, you know, stationed down in Indy. And what his job was sending everybody else. And I know that was like the hardest thing for him. because he'd see his friends go and, you know, be worried about them coming back.
Wow.
Yeah. So he loved what he did, but he hated staying behind.
Right.
It wasn't until they dissolved that position and he finally got to go. And from what I got, that was like his fulfillment. He was like, okay, I did it. I did my tour. I did my time. And he was done. He was all about the like National Guard, and he still is, but he seems to be a lot more passionate about his Harley and riding on that as much as he was in the military, when he was in the military.
What does he like to do now that he's retired?
Well, he's only retired in the military. He still has a civilian job.
Oh, okay.
When he's not doing that, he camps the Michigan race, NASCAR race, every June and August. Him and my mom go up for a whole week and drink and party the whole week going up. He loves riding his Harley. I don't even know what kind he has, but he has a fancy brand new Harley Davidson, and he loves it. He goes on rides every weekend that he doesn't work.
You want to tell the story about when your fiance was watching after him around campfire?
Oh. Yeah. I wasn't drinking. I'm pretty sure I was pregnant with my second at the time. So I was just out there talking with both of them. And my fiance, he was drinking, but not like a lot. And my dad was, you know, it was his weekend off, so he was enjoying a drink. Well, we were just talking, nothing significant. But all I remember is I'm sitting, you know, by the fire, and Don's across from me, and my dad's to my right. And every time my dad would like turn, he'd like be very unsteady. Don would like just put his hand up like he was ready in case he started to fall or lose his balance. He was right there. He was waiting for it. You know, this went on for a good hour. And finally, you know, it was chilly, so Don turned around to warm up, and the next thing we know, my dad's on the ground cussing up the storm. His glasses were nowhere to be found. I was like, what the heck just happened? And he stood up and stepped on his brand new glasses he had just bought. Like, I'm pretty sure he just got them like that week. And he like got up, he sat down, he looked at me, he goes, don't tell your mom. Okay, Dad. He's like, I think it's time to go to bed. Okay, Dad. So he got up, got his bottle of water. He always drinks a bottle of water before he goes to bed after he's been drinking.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, my mom looked at me. She was like, what happened to your glasses? And he goes, damn it. I was like, can I tell her? He wasn't happy about it. He's like, well, you're going to have to now. My mom just shook her head. She's like, I'm glad I wasn't out there to see that.
What does he like to drink?
Dark lagers.
Like Yingling?
He likes Guinness more. Beer in the summer. And then in the winter, because he likes to be outside to drink his beer. And inside, if he's sitting inside and drinking, he's drinking scotch.
Your dad sounds like he has a sense of humor.
Yes.
Is he one to always be joking around with people?
For the most part, if like he can have a serious conversation, and he can joke around. But if he doesn't get along with you, you can tell, because he won't have that sense of humor with you. Like, it's fun, not really fun, but entertaining, enlightening to watch when he has a conversation. You can tell when someone doesn't click with him right, because he's just like, okay. I'm sorry for the language. The only way I can put it is he's just like, okay, I'm talking to a dumbass. He just has that look on his face.
I like this guy.
Most people do. My dad's hilarious. Oh, growing up, that's how we, instead of just saying I love you and I love you too, it was always I love you big much. Or I love you big much, I love you big much more. It was just like our thing. And sometimes it wasn't I love you, it was I love you big much. And I remember it more the older I get than when I was younger.
You don't remember him ever listening to music. It was only news radio and traffic stations.
Yes, always. The weather was on, or how traffic was, or I don't know if Rush Limbaugh was a thing back then, but it was like that. Talking, I never really paid attention because I was a kid and that did not interest me.
Right.
So I was usually reading or had headphones in, but it was rarely ever music. And if it was music, it was my mom was in the truck or the car. He says that his favorite kind is old rock, but it is very rare to hear him actually jam out to it. He was not a jamming into music type of guy.
What kind of vibe are you wanting for the music?
I want it to be fun and funny. Like, every time when I was looking for a song that fit the situation, like, it seemed overly, not like romantic, but I don't
sappy.
Know. Yeah, exactly, sappy. And that's just not us at all. Like, we have a very fun relationship. It's not very close, but it's open.
I just wanted to make sure before I started writing it, you wanted something, not like a slow dance thing, but you wanted something more upbeat. Okay, all right. And now, this is Love You Big Much. With MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note Podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.